Well, joining us now from Berlin is Tariq Ramadan, Professor of Contemporary Islamic Studies in the Faculty of Oriental Studies at Oxford University. Tariq Ramadan, thanks for being there.
Thank you for your invitation.
What was your first reaction to the news that Osama bin Laden had finally been tracked down and killed?
You know, once again, just a week after what happened, I was in New York and I condemned what happened. I think that this is completely against the Islamic value, and I said it, it's anti-Islamic. But I wasn't happy. I would never be happy that we are killing someone. And my first reaction was just simply to think about him being arrested and brought to justice. And this is afterward I heard what the President Barack Obama was saying, that they wanted to bring him to justice. And then all these different versions and just very bizarre and weird that we don't get a straightforward version of what happened. And look at what is happening now in the Muslim majority countries, is that all the people are asking questions. Say it's very strange, and that we drop his body in the sea against all the Islamic rituals, and we are told that the Islamic rituals and principles are respected. At the end of the day, the way it has been done, and all this version and all these political statements that we have gives the impression that it's very much used as a PR exercise, putting the President Barack Obama in a situation where he's strong and he's showing how much he is protecting the country, because he has been criticized on that side by the neocon and the Tea Party, saying that he's not good for the job in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and even for security reasons. On the other side, he's not at all helping a clear dialogue with the Muslim majority countries, and the perception that the Muslims, it's not really an event in the Muslim majority countries, it's just a random event. It's, you know, the great, great, great majority of the Muslims were not at all following and supporting Osama bin Laden's rhetoric. Okay. But the way it's perceived is, it's much more a Western issue.
Well, the White House, we'll come to that in a minute, the reaction in the Islamic world. The White House officials are making no apologies at all. They're saying the operation was lawful, it was justified as an act of national self-defense. Do you reject that?
Of course, it cannot be perceived like this. Look, in the very same day when it happened, we had three different statements from the Pakistani governments and three different statements from the American governments about, did they know, yes or no, that something was happened? How come is it possible? We still have questions. And when we have questions, it doesn't mean that we are buying, you know, the conspiracy theories that are saying it has done be, he has not been killed. Oh, no, I'm not saying this. I'm just saying, how come we were told that first it was fine night, and then we are told he was not armed, that he was in the family, that they killed a woman, and then we are told the woman has been killed. Now we listen to what the Pakistani are saying. It's completely different. We have so many versions. This is one. The second is, if it was possible to arrest him and to bring him to justice, this is what we would have liked, because first, we can't be happy when we are killing, you know, execution like this. It's and this is what we were told as well, that the whole the operation was in fact a killing operation and not to arrest him as we were told first. So I think that lawful is disputable, clear it's completely unclear, and at the end of the day, the perception is, and with your just your last program now, the clip that we had on what is happening in New York, it's as if now it's a celebration to show the unity and the patriotism in the States. I think that as much as I was against anything that was coming from violent extremism and what was done by Al-Qaeda throughout the world, and as the President Barack Obama said, they killed much more Muslims than Westerners around the world. I was against this. But the way it's done, the way it's presented, the way it now it's just presented and in fact used within the States as something which has to do with domestic policy and helping the president to get people support,
okay. Right.
I think that's not the right way.
Well, I understand the point you're making, but let's talk about the principle of whether it's legitimate to actually kill an enemy that's been responsible for such egregious acts of terror. as the September 11 attacks, which were also defined as acts of war. Is it not reasonable for a country, as a matter of self-defense, to seek out and to destroy the perpetrators of a crime, an act of war like that?
No, but you have rules. Even the Nazi, the way they were brought to justice, you have to bring people to justice. So if, for example, between August till today in May, all these months of knowing that he was there and preparing all things, the first was to go for trying to arrest him, not to kill him. So you kill someone when you have no other choice, not the way it was said to us. First he was armed, and then we know that he wasn't. And we killed, first was called that even he took a woman as a shell for him to be protected, and this was wrong. I think that if you have the choice, if you can avoid killing people and killing even the worst of human beings, you have to bring people to justice. We need to listen to them. They have the right to be trialed, and then we also have the right to listen to what they have to say, and then they are going to be judged, and they have to be judged. We can't just kill people like this. And
well, that is an interesting question. If I could just interrupt you there for a moment, it's an interesting question, because if bin Laden had been killed in an aeroplane, if